And it looks like we're back, Jake, and it's time to go to the movies.
Absolutely. Can't wait. You got to see a couple movies. I got to see a couple movies. You saw a movie, actually, that you've been gushing about ever since I met you here. So talk about I Can Only Imagine.
I Can Only Imagine is one of the best movies, I think, out there. I can't say enough good stuff about it. In fact, I want to go see it again. If you haven't gotten time to go see it, make time because it'll be worthwhile. It's one of those good, wholesome family. Well, I don't know about family because there's some, the actor had a rough time growing up as a child. And it depends on how old your kids are before you would take them to see it. It'd be up to you as a parent. But adults will love the movie. It's very good. It's a true story, and it'll really touch you if you haven't seen it. Go make time and go see it.
All right. I'll definitely put that on my list. Especially when it's made $10 million over the past weekend, only lost 23% of its audience. I mean, it's up to 55.271. And the interesting thing about that is that it's playing in less theaters than movies like Ready Player One and Black Panther, and it's still making a really good profit because it only costs, like, I think, $15-20 million to make. So,
well, people were enjoying it. Everybody going in and coming out of the theater couldn't say enough good stuff about it. So you definitely want to see it. And we're going to go with the top five movies of the week for the past weekend. And your movie, Ready Player Number One, how much did it make?
It made $41.7 million this weekend. However, it came out last Thursday, so it made up to $53.7 million so far. Globally, it's up to $181.9 million. So a good start for Ready Player One. I actually got to see that over the past couple of days. I loved it. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year. I think this is exactly what we need to bring back because Steven Spielberg used to bring out these movies all the time. He used to executive produce Back to the Future films with director Robert Zemeckis, and it felt like there was a little Zemeckis in this, a little tradition to it. It's about it's staged out in Columbus, Ohio, and it's about virtual reality called Oasis, and you could be anything you want in this. And wow. I mean, the visuals are just absolutely stunning in this movie. I just absolutely floored. You could definitely tell it had Spielberg's name on it, all over it. The action is fantastic in this. It has so many pop culture references. I mean, the beginning of the movie played out to one of my favorite Van Halen songs, Jump. So the first 5 minutes of the movie alone gets you into that 80s feel right there. Seriously, I felt like I should have my Ferris Bueller movie right by me and the poster of Scarface next to me.
Oh, wow.
I was so excited. Such a great movie. A lot of fun. There was a moment, though, where this movie went full-on horror movie, but it actually made sense. And I think it was Spielberg's best scene. I'm not going to tell you what movie. I do know this, though. My mother has been scared of that movie since she was 17 years old. It was the last horror movie she ever saw. She knows because she tells me about it all the time. She had her lights off. She had her lights on for about a week, I believe she told me. But I don't want to spoil it for anybody. You just got to go check out Ready Player One. Ty Sheridan and Olivia Cooke are really good in this. A nice love story. Ben Mendelsohn is an absolute hoot as a villain. He's so over the top.
Well,
a lot of fun.
That's
so
great. Well, we can't forget about Tyler Perry.
Yes, Acrimony.
Acrimony. He seems to be doing very well with that.
Yes, Taraji P. Henson is taking a step out of the Fatal Attraction saga, pretty much playing the Glenn Close role. It made $17.1 million. Now, keep this in mind, Ready Player One came out in 4,000 theaters. Acrimony only came out in 2006. So already it's making money. It's going to be another big hit for Tyler Perry. He just keeps going. The cash cow just keeps on moving, and it's fantastic for him. And then, of course, Black Panther, another $11 million, $650 million. It's an incredible film. I really loved Black Panther. I thought that was really good.
That was my favorite movie ever.
Oh, wow. I have to go
amazing.
See it.
It was so great.
Yeah, yes. Because it has such a good balance on certain ideas from one side and the other side. And then there's a lot of tricks to it as well. It's just very creative, very
beautiful.
Good action, and it just has a very old school feel to it. So it's really a great film.
Beautiful
I really
photography,
loved it.
Too. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That was gorgeous. Ryan Coogler did an amazing job. Definitely. But I think we can all say that this is the movie that we're going to definitely ignore. Coming in at number five was Pacific Rim Uprising.
Have you seen it?
Pass. Not into it. First off, it's not by Warner Brothers. It's not by Guillermo del Toro. It has nothing to do with him. It's actually by the creator of TV's Daredevil, Stephen S. DeKnight, on this. So, and it just felt very generic.
You did see it.
I have not seen it. I saw the trailer for it. Aaron is actually a big fan of the first one as well. I saw it too. I liked it. But this one, I could just tell by the trailer alone, I wasn't going to like this movie at all. So.
Oh, really? Because I've talked to people that said they loved it.
Really?
I guess there's mixed reviews.
Then guess what?
Yeah,
I'll have to see
it
then.
I'm going to have to see it because I think, you know, the first one was definitely like an ode to veterans. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just absolutely phenomenal. I actually cried at the end. I thought it was so beautiful, a beautiful cry.
Oh, really?
So I can't wait to see the next one and see just what it has in store, like a twist at the end, because that's how I felt the first one was.
All right, you've talked me into it. All right, I'll check it out.
Well, guys, I think we all have a bunch of homework. We're all going to be going to the movies this weekend.
Okay. We sure are.
Did we get that school bell in yet? I just want to make sure here for
school
homework.
Bell.
Yes, we're on spring break, so that's perfect.
Are we?
Movie time, yes.
Okay. No, I can't wait to go again. I love going to the movies.
Me too. We are actually going to catch on, me and Aaron, we're going to go see A Quiet Place on Sunday. It is directed by John Krasinski, starring John Krasinski and his wife, Emily Blunt. And this horror film is pretty much, if you scream, you're in trouble pretty much. And you have to be silent. So I've heard amazing things about it. Great reviews. So I'm really excited to see this.
And okay. The little actress in the movie is actually deaf. So the actors had to learn sign language to help communicate with her, which is why I definitely want to see it because I think that is so incredible.
That's interesting. I'll have to join you and meet you at the movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. More the merrier.
Well, you know what? It's almost that time of the night where we have to say goodbye for the night. But it's okay because we'll be back next Tuesday and the heat will be on.
Awesome.